Picture this, a whole neighborhood with porch lights on, kids walking freely door to door, and everyone in on the Halloween fun. That's the world of It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and it's exactly what we need right now. This 25-minute classic from 1966 is perfect for ages 3 and up, zero scares, and nothing to pre-screen. Just pure Peanuts charm, and guaranteed wholesome for tonight's movie night. Welcome to Wholesome TV Picks, where I help busy parents like you cut through the noise to find one family-friendly recommendation each week. No more wasted evenings on movies that disappoint your family or conflict with your values. Just trustworthy picks you can count on. If you're joining me for the first time after seeing us featured in Pod News last week, welcome! I'm so glad you're here. Before we dive into today's pick, I want to take a moment to honor June Lockhart, who passed away yesterday at the age of 100. She brought warmth and wisdom to our screens as the TV mom on Lassie, and later guest starred on an episode of The New Lassie. So if you're looking for more wholesome family viewing, both Lassie series are wonderful options. Here's where we're headed today. Why The Great Pumpkin has become a family tradition for generations, what makes it different from modern Halloween specials, and how it still delivers that warm fall feeling nearly 60 years later. It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, has been part of Halloween since 1966. The story centers on Linus, who firmly believes the Great Pumpkin will rise from the pumpkin patch to deliver toys to good children. Everyone else teases him, but he holds on to his hope. It's a sweet reminder of innocence and faith, even when others don't understand. Here's a great conversation starter for your kids. Ask them why they think Linus keeps believing in the Great Pumpkin, even when everyone laughs at him. It's a sweet way to talk about having faith in something bigger than yourself. And of course, Snoopy steals the show with his Red Baron daydreams, soaring across the sky in his doghouse and bringing plenty of laughs. And parents, here's what's not in this special. No jump scares, no commercialized Halloween junk, just kids being kids. What I love most is how this special reflects a sense of community that many of us remember from our own childhoods, in contrast to today's society. In Charlie Brown's world, every house has decorations up, porch lights on, and candy ready. Kids walk freely door to door, and the whole neighborhood is in on the fun. Compare that to today, where we map out safe streets or head to trunk or treats instead. Watching this special gives you that nostalgic, community-wide Halloween feeling many of us wish our kids could still experience. And here's something I recommend. Pair this with Curious George Boo Fest, which was last week's episode, episode 37, for a wholesome Halloween double feature. Together, they give you everything you need, the classic charm of Charlie Brown, plus George's silly but safe scarecrow mystery. If you want a darker, more intense film, check out episode 36 on Return to Oz. That is one of Disney's most misunderstood movies of all time. The hand-drawn animation moves at a rhythm kids can follow without being overwhelmed. Instead of fast cuts and constant noise, the story is slow enough for kids to actually think about what Linus is experiencing. In summary, here's why It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown deserves a spot in your family's Halloween traditions. It's short enough for busy nights, it captures the joy of a community Halloween, and it delivers warmth, humor, and timeless lessons without a single scare. You can stream it on Apple TV or find it on YouTube. I'll leave links in the show notes for your convenience. If this show has saved you from even one night of endless scrolling and second-guessing, do me a favor, take like 30 seconds and leave me a quick rating. You can do it at ratethispodcast.com/wholesometvpicks. And if you're wondering why Wholesome TV matters so much, I just released a bonus episode about what happened to television and why we miss it. Check that out after today's episode. Next week, we'll start the new month with a beautifully animated Disney film that's filled with adventure and unforgettable music, but I'm keeping the title a mystery for now. Until then, I'm Jennifer, reminding you that wholesome TV entertainment doesn't have to be a treasure hunt. So tune in next week, have a great rest of your week, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
Before we wrap up, here's a quick trailer from another new podcaster you might enjoy checking out. Hey, Mama. I'm Ashton Kiever, and I want to welcome you to Miracles in the Madness. This is a podcast for Christian moms who feel like life is messy, loud, busy, and sometimes just plain overwhelming. But they know that God is right there in the middle of it all. Here you'll find encouragement, practical wisdom, and biblical truth to help you navigate motherhood, marriage, and everyday faith with grace and peace and patience, and well, hopefully the rest of the fruits will come along. And even on those days when laundry is piled high and you've warmed your coffee about 12 times. Each week, I'll share real stories, honest conversations, and testimonies from my own life, from my family, and from special guests to remind you that miracles still happen today. And yes, that includes in your home, your marriage, your parenting, and even in your heart, because here's the truth. You don't have to be a perfect mom to raise Christ-centered kids. You don't even have to have it all together to be used by God. You just have to keep showing up and trusting Him with the mess. So whether you're folding laundry, driving to work, or sneaking in a quick coffee break, I would love for you to join me on this journey of finding God's miracles in the madness of everyday life. Subscribe now, and let's walk this messy, beautiful journey together.